As I see it, the most important thing is to accept this other Hindu insight, and that is the what I call the path of or the doctrine of multiple paths.
Right.
You know, we always say a prayer to the effect that just as water falling from the clouds take on different paths and go to the same sea, you know, waters falling from the sky return to the selfsame sea, prostrations to every god go back to the same divinity.
Mm-hmm.
This is a prayer which we were taught in the initiation of, you know, there is a, like the Holy Communion or
right.
Bar Mitzvah, we have something. Interesting enough, years later I read a poem by Hermann Hesse who said somewhat the same thing. You know, he says,
right.
Straßen und Wege viel, aber alle haben dasselbe Ziel, meaning many paths and ways on earth there are, and they all lead, but the goal they all have is the same indeed. So this is crucial, it seems to me, that we should inculcate this notion of multiple paths. And that, I think, is the only hope for humanity. Because it seems to me that to be faithful and respectful of one's own culture is fine, and that should be the case. But that does not mean that other people in other cultures cannot have their own frameworks. You know, mm-hmm. We all respect and reverence the sun. The sun is our central star.
Right.
But it would be somewhat silly to think there's no other star and no other planetary system where those stars sustain life. It's almost as...
Yeah, and yeah. Your life, I mean, you have lived this sensibility. I mean, you grew up in a very devout Hindu family, but you, as you say, you studied with Jesuits, you prayed the Paternoster, you also read the Quran and the Torah. You've lived this, and yet, you know, there's a companion question that arises that I find you asking as a central question of your life, and it's not the same as whether all these paths are can be honored and might be leading to the same place. But the question will be, why do people of goodwill hold opposing views on important issues? Because, you know, even if that is true, if there are these undercurrents that all the great traditions share, it doesn't bring us to the same place in space and time. So I wonder what's the answer you come to about that question, about why good people and in our public life in this country right now is very much defined by opposing views on important questions.
It reminds me of a small story here. When I was a graduate student in Paris, I had the opportunity to meet Bertrand Russell, for whom I had the greatest respect, and I went to his hotel and we talked with him, saying I wanted to establish a Bertrand Russell Society to propagate his teachings of rationality and
right.
compassion, things like that. And he told me, well, my friend, I don't think you have understood anything of what I have been saying. And I was puzzled. Then he said, as soon as you associate a name with a message, people will start worshipping that name and forget what the message is all about. And there was very great truth in that. And I think one of the advantages that Hinduism has in this regard is that it doesn't have a single person who established it. And therefore, one talks, at least at the conceptual level, doctrinal level, about the ideas and the spiritual quest and the metaphysics and the meaningfulness of the religious life, rather than talk in terms of that particular founder. And with the greatest respect and reverence for the great religious founders, I have to say that the followers completely forgot what the teachings were, or there is every likelihood that they would forget. And in the name of this God, with by this name, or that person by that name, and they engage in activities which I am persuaded even the founders of the religions would find quite shocking.